The head of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commercial Fisheries Division was in King Salmon recently to check on the Bristol Bay salmon season. KDLG fisheries reporter Melody Kay checked in with Jeff Regnard and asked him about the Chinook salmon declines across the state.
We're being cautious, conservative. You know, any of those words I think would work to describe the department's approach to Chinook salmon in general. You know, we've recognized clearly that we've had a downturn in production, and so we're just going to be that much more careful, meaning it's going to have to be real numbers in season for us to feel that we can have fisheries in some of these cases.
That's Jeff Regnart, the Commercial Fisheries Division Director for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He's talking about the decline in king salmon returns to rivers statewide. The trend isn't new. In 2009 and 2010, the Yukon River was close to commercial king salmon fishing. Last year, there were subsistence and sport fishing restrictions for king salmon on the Nooshiegak River. And this year, the start of commercial fishing season in the Nooshiegak District was delayed to allow king salmon to make it upriver. Since 2009, early fishing on the Kenai has been restricted due to low king returns. And on Kodiak Island's Karlik River and on the Copper River, this year's run has been weaker than the run size seen in recent years. Regnard said that in southwest Alaska, the decline has been more pronounced in the last few years. Of particular concern in Bristol Bay is the Nooshiegak River.
This year, it's still yet to be determined if all gear groups are going to be affected. You know, we've taken some actions in the commercial fishery to try to get fish in the river. The sport fishery has had some impacts to it to try to conserve fish that are in the river. And so we'll just see where we end up.
Unlike the urbanization and development issues that king salmon face in the lower 48, Regnard said he doesn't think that those issues affect numbers in Alaska.
In the major watersheds with the significant Chinook runs, there isn't any work, to my knowledge, being done with habitat improvement, in large part because the habitat hasn't changed in many, many years. We don't think it's an urbanization or we don't have hydroelectric issues. Some of the things that's plagued the Northwest aren't what's going on here. It's likely something in, you know, either the early freshwater phase or marine that's causing, you know, fewer fish to survive to returning adults.
According to Regnart, one sign that king salmon populations might be growing again is sport fishing catch numbers for winter kings in southeast and south central Alaska. Dan Schindler is a research biologist at the University of Washington. He says winter kings are 2 to 3 year old salmon that move to marine regions with more nutritious feed conditions during the winter. And for king salmon from streams and rivers on the west coast of the United States, including Alaska, those marine regions would be the waters of the Gulf of Alaska and west. Here's Regnart again.
True sport fishermen who are out there targeting feeder kings are seen in abundance that they haven't seen in a long time. And those fish will come back to their natal streams over the next few years. Now, some of them, of course, are going to be, you know, be British Columbia fish, especially in southeast Alaska. Not all of them would be coming back to Alaska streams. But it's a good thing when British Columbia or Oregon or Washington kings do well. I mean, it just tells you that hopefully that the ocean conditions are beneficial for kings.
Reporting in King Salmon, this is Melody Kay.